Welcome to Next Level Solopreneurs, the podcast about purpose-driven entrepreneurship, where we explore strategies to grow your business while making a meaningful impact. Get ready to level up and leave your mark on the world. Welcome to Next Level Solopreneurs, the podcast about purpose-driven entrepreneurship, where we explore strategies to grow your business while making a meaningful impact. Get ready to level up and leave your mark on the world. If you are someone who sends out email campaigns, Google and Yahoo are implementing new rules for email senders, basically trying to cut down on spam. And we all know we get tons of spam. I don't get too much in my Google email because they actually do pretty good at spam filtering. Yahoo is awful at it, but they're both implementing new rules that make it harder for people to send spam. So basically, you have to authenticate your email sending domain. You have to have a way for your subscribers to opt out easily. And you need to keep your spam rate complaint below 0.3%. So 3 spam complaints for every 1,000 emails, then that hurts your email sending reputation, and more of your emails can start going to spam. So you got to keep those things under control. Essentially, what you need to do is this. You have to verify that you are you. I mean, how, you know, you are you, and you're not a bad actor, but Google and Yahoo need to know that the source of all the messages that get sent out from your email address actually come from your domain, and there's several protocols that they use to do that. People can spoof email addresses, so you get email addresses that look they might come from me, but somebody else is sending that. But if I set things up correctly, then that can be verified whether it's actually from me or not. And there are several different things that you need to set up. You need to have your SPF set up, which is Sender Policy Framework, and that specifies which IP addresses can send emails from your domain. That prevents email spoofing attacks. You also need to have your DKIM, your Domain Keys Identified Email. That uses cryptographic signatures to validate the identity of a domain. Then you also need to have your DMARC set up, Domain-Based Message Authentication Reporting and Conformance. That makes sure that everything actually lines up together, and it provides instructions on handling emails that fail authentication. So that way, unauthenticated emails can be marked as spam, rejected, or quarantined. That means emails that don't actually come from your domain, those can get sent to the spam folder. And ones that do come from you, from what's called your domain, will actually end up in people's inbox. The second thing you need to do is have an opt-out button on all of your email addresses, or on all of the emails that you send to your subscribers, allowing them to unsubscribe. I get emails all the time that do not have that. Now, if you are sending a one-off email just from your email address to a client, that's fine. You don't have to have that opt-out button. But if you send out a broadcast email, there needs to be a button somewhere in that email where people can hit it and go unsubscribe from your email address or from receiving your emails. And then the third thing is keep your spam rate complaint down. So don't just send spammy emails. Send emails that actually provide value, that actually give people things that they signed up for. And don't buy email lists. Don't do things like that. Have people actually come sign up on your site. Give them a reason to sign up to receive your emails, and then send valuable content to them. You're much better having 100 subscribers that want your email address than 1,000 that don't. So with those 3 things, you can have a great email list. Authenticate your emails, allow your subscribers to opt out easily, and keep your spam complaint rate very low, below 0.3%. Do those things and you'll have much better success with your email. Do good work.